It is the first Tuesday of spring, our first Tech Tuesday of spring. Bridget Carey, senior editor from CNET, on the line with us. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do we want to start with today?
Oh, there's a bunch of Apple news that just dropped this morning. And it wasn't a big Apple event. They just kind of announced quietly some updates to their iPads and iPhones. So there's a new iPad that's cheaper, in case you still care about tablets, because obviously people don't care that much. They just put a press release about it.
Is that true? Because I love my iPad, although really all I do is play a bigger Candy Crush on it and keep up with Facebook and email.
It's not that people don't love it. It's that it's not the sexiest product category anymore, because your tablet lasts you a while. You're not always looking to upgrade it very often. And so the category slows down in sales. That said, you know, they gave it a processor boost, lowered the price. So now they're, you know, it starts at about $300 or so, and it goes on Friday on sale. But also, if you are looking for an iPhone 7, they now make it in red, so you can buy
Woo-hoo!
It in red.
Who cares?
Now the devil can buy one. It'll match his outfit.
Got to match. It's for their red AIDS awareness campaign.
Oh.
But they also kind of gave a memory boost to their really cheap iPhone SE version. You know, these are small little changes that weren't a big deal. But I think what was most interesting of all had nothing to do with hardware, but it's a new app that Apple created. It's called Clips. And the point is to make it really easy for you to create social media videos that have fun effects and little emojis on them and share it with your friends and add video or not add video, but add music to your video. And you see this a lot with, you know, all the social medias right now, Facebook, Instagram, they all want to have creative ways for you to make little videos and share it. But now Apple's saying, hey, download our Clips app. We'll help you make something really easy and quick. And you could then share it to those networks. And I think what was the most interesting wasn't that, oh, you could throw emojis on it or some little, you know, pictures like arrows and stuff. It's that it will automatically transcribe what you're saying to add captions in real time. So if you talk like this, the words will come in real time as you say them on the bottom. And that's because we listen. That's because, you know, on Facebook, we're sometimes watching video with the volume off.
Oh, yeah. 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 Is Bridget, I keep seeing commercials, and maybe this is what you're talking about right now, but is this the thing where you can send little, they're like cartoon emojis, and like it's the Tasmanian devil, and his eyes get real big and then real small? Is that what I'm seeing commercials for all the time now?
Well, you probably should just see, like, there's every app now has its own effect. I think with Apple Clips, it's trying to ride that trend. They don't have as many stickers and fun, silly cartoon effects as, say, what you're seeing on some other apps, like what Facebook does, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Yeah.
But it kind of has that feel, and they're going to add more effects in time, like filters that make it look black and white or just like a cartoon, you know. And you put that over your video, and suddenly you're just quickly throwing together something from your vacation or an outing. It looks fun. It looks shareable. It's square because we're all taking vertical video now, and so they crop it so it looks nice on phones.
Yeah.
And then boom, you just upload it or share it to your friends. There was a feature. Now, though, it comes out in April, so we haven't tested it, you know, like to see how it works in the real world. It is able to detect the faces of people in your video if those people are like already in your iPhone, you know, contacts.
Yeah.
or synced up, and it can suggest, hey, you should share it with these people. Or if you're saying someone's name, it's going to pair it with like your iPhone contacts and say, oh, you mentioned Susie, you know, do you want to share it with Susie?
No.
that part is wild to me. I like to see how that actually works or if it, you know, if it's always accurate. But they're kind of making it a very easy editing tool with a little bit of social media sprinkled in, you know.
Is it free?
Yes, it's free.
With in-app purchases? Because I hate when they do that.
What does that mean?
It means it's free to get the app, but if you want any of the better components of it,
you have
to pay
for it. All right. All right.
I think Apple's not going to go down that route because they just want you to buy more iPhones and then you know, Apple products, aren't they great? I'll just keep doing that and share them with my friends, you know, and they'll leave the other apps to do that.
Is there a downside to that facial recognition? What I guess it sounds good, but there must be some negative to that, right? It could be wrong sometimes, right?
Well, it's wrong for me all the time in the current Photos app. So if you use Photos right now with the latest, you know, software, it kind of says, oh, do you want to see other photos with this face in it? And I'm like categorized as five different people, depending if I wear glasses, if I have no makeup on, or if I'm just having like a bloated day.
Yeah.
There's like five different types of Bridgets and things. So, and you know, maybe there are, but my phone doesn't need to judge me on that.
No, you don't need that aggravation.
For some reason, I have 76 pictures of you on my phone.
Of me?
If you go to your photos and it has, most of them are of my son, Michael, and then 76
there's a bunch of me
are of you.
I'm sleeping in all of them. How did you get those pictures?
And then when I click it, it's just like when I download our podcast and then our promo pictures come up. So see, yeah. And then pictures we've taken in the studio. So you're on my phone. I got to get you off my phone.
All right.
Can I just shake it?
Yeah.
And it'll go away?
Yeah.
I have a Nintendo Switch question for you. This was a handheld thing, a little bit bigger than like a Nintendo DS. And the cool thing about it is it comes with a cradle. You can put it in the cradle and then play these video games on your television screen. And we've had a lot of fun with it, although... Mom of the year, each kid got their own for an early graduation present because Michael's going to go to school, go away to college. Dylan will be home. They each have a cradle to put it in, and one of the cradles is kind of mushed in a little bit. And so when you slide the Switch unit in it, it's been said on the internet, as I've been doing research, that it's going to scratch the screen of the Switch when you put it in the cradle. Have you heard anything about some of these cradles being... wrong?
Oh, if I would immediately try to get a return if that's the case. I mean,
you can see where it's just like a U-shaped thing that you put the screen in.
Back. You should bring that back.
And I bought the extended warranty, so that should be covered on it. But
bring it back.
It's a headache for you to now have to deal with that.
I know.
Yeah, it sounds like they were just making too many of these and they didn't take the time. I know that I've read that they've doubled the amount of manufacturing that they're doing on these because of the high demand. So they're just like pumping them out now, but that's awful. And, you know, when it comes to the Switch, I've read a couple different complaints about the quality not being always the best in certain cases, like, you know, but I haven't heard that specifically because I'm not following the Switch news like some other gamer reporters might, but it's a great college gift, that's for sure. Because
that's what I thought.
How portable it is, you know, just jump from the TV to wherever you are in the dorm. But then, yeah, you don't want to have to deal with an issue like that. So
bring it back.
I have to.
Yeah, bring it back for sure.
All right.
Bridget, what's coming up?
Well, there's all sorts of stuff today. I think we're also talking about, I have like 20 tabs open, so my like brain is on.
That's all right.
It's always on a different tech event of the flavor of the moment.
Yeah.
But I think with the Apple news, you know, you can always dive into CNET to get more details on this Clips app because I've been overviewing it a bit and, I don't know. It seems interesting, but I like to try it out myself, that's for sure.
Excellent.
Well, good. Thank you very much. It's a Tech Tuesday. She is Bridget Carey, and you can find her at CNET.com. She's a senior editor. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks. Take care.
Bye, Bridget. All right, we'll take a quick break. We have news next and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.